Hello and welcome to the End-to-End Value Chain podcast series of the Consumer Goods Forum. In this series, we reach out to selected experts to briefly share their thoughts on new trends, technology, and publications concerning the fast-moving consumer goods industry. So we are standing here in the offices of the Coca-Cola company in London, and this is a little break during our end-to-end value chain steering committee. My name is Rudy Hagedorn, and I'm working for the end-to-end value chain pillar. Next to me, I have Case. Case, can you say some words about yourself?
Sure. Case Jacobs, Capgemini. I am part of our global sector for consumer products and retail and working with the end-to-end value chain committee on a number of initiatives.
So, yeah, thank you, Case. So, today you presented a new report out of the end-to-end value chain learning series, and it's all about waste. And we had good discussions in the room with the steering committee. And just to get all our listeners on the next level, this topic, how does it come along? I mean, waste doesn't sound actually like such an attractive topic.
No, it isn't. And actually, that is also maybe the issue. But at the same time, the opportunity also, I must add to that. To clarify, we are talking specifically about food waste. Because it is a significant issue. When you consider that over half of food produced in the world gets wasted, and that actually a majority of that food gets wasted in consumers' homes, there's an opportunity for consumers to do better, but also for the industry to play a good, positive role in that change.
Yeah, thank you. And we also talked about technology while you were in the room, so I do remember that. And what kind of role can technology play here? What is maybe an angle that our listeners should view technology to help with that specific topic?
Well, consumers, they are surrounded by technologies of their choosing, and they live their lives that way, and they make their lives easier that way. So that means that when it comes to food waste in homes, for example, people are not much aware that when they are wasting food. So they think, for example, I'm cleaning up the kitchen, or I'm scraping off my plate before putting it in the dishwasher. Whereas if by providing the right information to consumers, they can become much more aware. And to your point on technology, for example, in stores, retailers have the ability to positively influence the behavior of consumers when it comes to, for example, food that is close to becoming out of date, but still, you know, ready to consume, by stimulating them to buy that. Maybe even if it looks imperfect, you could, you know, reuse it for, I don't know, baking an apple pie or something like that. But it does require the industry to take a positive step in this. So Rudiger, what's your view how the Consumer Goods Forum can help on that?
Yeah, thank you, Case. We learned that we have a pillar. We learned that today in the meeting that actually looks into food waste and is making good progress there. Waste is an interesting topic, and this is also why the end-to-end steering committee requested you to present this booklet specifically here in London. This is something that is on the mind of our members, and what we were actually a little bit surprised to read is that there is the optics that you are applying to this topic, which is driving value out of waste. And, you know, it's difficult to wrap my mind around that, because waste usually is something that you try to get rid of. And you are positively making an approach here, stating to have another attitude and see waste rather as a resource applying technology. And what are your current experiences with applying this? Where did you take your confidence out of that this is actually the case, that you can do this?
Well, I mean, on the positive note, there are already a lot of good examples out there. And you know, notably by some leading members of the Consumer Goods Forum. If I look at for example, Tesco's or Sainsbury's here in the UK, very, very good examples. With benefits, with a benefit case that is going beyond cost avoidance, but it is even also is delivering new revenue streams. So consumers, of course, can save money, but they can spend that money also in a positive way with retailers. So there are cross-selling and upselling possibilities in there. So that makes us confident, and also the ability to positively influence consumer behavior. And there are many examples where we see that is happening. And not only in waste, but you know, when you look at health related, or you know, when it's smoking or alcohol, you see that the industry can play a positive role and that consumers respond positively on that. So that makes me very confident, and it's good that CGF is already working on that.
No, I think it's really an interesting topic that drives the industry and that we have to look into. The approach we are using currently is to try to solve it, analyze it. You know, some people talk about data. Is this something you're also looking into when looking into waste? Is there something you're optimizing in digitization?
Yes, absolutely. When we have, for example, solutions developed for retailers that combine smart algorithms to detect fresh food in the store, which is nearly out of freshness, to connect it with digital signage in the store, but also the ability to connect it with the mobile phones of consumers and to their shopping lists, for example, and to give them advice on what to buy and how good they are doing, and to reward them on that. So, and that's all about technology enablement, but in a seamless manner, and in a way that it's most natural for consumers, and that it fits in the way that retailers are engaging with consumers anyhow.
I think an excellent example of simply changing your point of view, seeing problems differently, be creative, and apply new technologies to bring our industry to the next level. Thank you very much, Case, for your short intro into that report.